From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Mike Lane, filling in for Yvonne Crumry. Good afternoon. Now, KTOO News. The Juneau School Board unanimously approved a long-awaited contract between the district and its teachers' union last night. This marks the end of a more than year-long negotiation process that escalated to the union authorizing a strike in March. Board Vice President Elizabeth Sidden says she's glad to reach an agreement after a difficult negotiation process.
There are neighbors, there are friends, and in some cases, there are our own kids' support systems. So it was hard for, I just wanted to say it was hard for all of us, and I'm glad that we're here now.
The two-year contract begins retroactively from last July and lasts until next June. It provides staff with a 3% wage increase this year that is split among teachers based on experience and an over 6% increase for the next school year. The district's monthly contribution for health insurance will also increase by $50 this year and $40 next year. The district estimates that maintaining services will leave a $4 million deficit for the following year after the contract ends. Board member Steve Whitney says he wishes the district could pay newer teachers in the district more, and he's concerned they'll be the first to go if layoffs occur in the future.
Everybody involved in this deserves more money and more benefits than we can possibly give them. And we don't have the ability to generate revenue, so we can't give people what they deserve. And that's a huge regret, but it's out of our hands.
Board President Brittany Choney Haywood says the ability to increase school funding to address the looming deficit lies with the Alaska legislature.
We really need to be united in advocating to the people who have control to fix that, which is now one at this table, but is up on that hill.
The contract between the district and the teachers' union will last until July of 2027. And a Juneau school principal is on administrative leave and facing a charge of misdemeanor assault for allegedly restraining a student. John Paul is the principal of Montessori Borealis and Yakus Dakahiti High School, both of which are at the Zontakahini campus in Lemon Creek. He served as principal since 2023. According to charging documents, the student's parent reported to Juneau police on March 13 that Paul restrained her son the week before. She described a video of the incident where Paul grabbed the student, quote, by the back of the neck and threw him on the ground, face down, and got on top of him with all his body weight, end quote. The affidavit states that the student said in an interview with a Child Advocacy Center employee that he could not breathe during the incident. Last week, the city charged Paul with assault by recklessly causing physical injury to another person. That is considered a Class A misdemeanor under city code. John Robertson III, the attorney representing Paul, said in an email to KTOO that his client disputes the charge and denies that his conduct was criminal. He said, quote, the facts and context of what occurred will come out in court based on evidence and sworn testimony, not social media commentary, end quote. According to the Juneau School District, Paul was placed on administrative leave the same day as the incident. An email sent to families and staff at the campus earlier this week states the district will hire a new principal for both schools for the upcoming school year. A retired principal is filling in for the time being. Lori Hoover, a retired principal who previously worked at Auk Bay Elementary School, has been the school's substitute principal since last month. Paul's arraignment is scheduled for April 23rd in Juneau. And in other news, Shakindastu Ed Littlefield is a Tlingit composer and musician from Sitka. For the past 3 years, he's been part of a team composing what will be the first full opera in the Tlingit language. It's about the battles of Sitka in the early 1800s. Littlefield composed the music, and Juneau-born musician Rory Stitt arranged it, assigning pieces to different instruments. The Juneau Symphony will perform the opera's overture titled Kutulaga for the first time this weekend, and the opera itself premieres in September. In this story, you'll hear samples of Littlefield's compositions.
Creating experiential music all in Tlingit is a pretty amazing thing for us to do together. So the entire piece is being told by the Tlingit perspective, so it's all in Tlingit. We're trying to do it in Tlingit for Tlingit's sake, not for anyone else's sake, even though that we want people to understand the story. So we're still working on that, you know, how can people have the best experience while listening to another language? Shakendistuyuchat duasak kagwantana echet, tluknach adi yadi chetsiti, kagwantan dach hunk, kuk hit daechet, sheet kakwan dakna chetsiti. My name is Ed Littlefield and Shakendistu, and I'm from Sitka, and we're going to talk about the Juno Symphony's world premiere of the Tlingit Opera Overture. The first step, since an opera is sung, it has to have lyrics. And so Vera Starbard wrote the libretto, which is essentially all the text that goes into the story. And it is the story of the battles of Sitka between the Russian and Tlingit people. And it is all historically based and oral tradition. And there's a book called Russians in Tlingit America, where a lot of this information was taken from. And so Vera created a story based on historical context. Then it was translated by Rune, Lance Twitchell. So Act One gets sent to me with all the text and all the story for that one part. And then I start writing, you know, and trying to think about themes of different things, of different moments. What's the feeling? And the really cool part for me was that I tried to keep all the melodies. If you were to take out the violin, the viola, the piano, and the percussion, if you were to take all of that out, you could add a hand drum to the voice and have it be almost like a traditional song. So even though it's got all very complex rhythms going on beneath there, it's still at its core Tlingit. An overture in a musical or larger work is usually a way for audiences to become familiar with the themes that are happening. What I did is I took four main themes that happened and fleshed those out. Rory had a lot of really cool ideas about like adding different sounds. Like one, I just loved what he did. He took one of the lines, which is a really low, rumbly line, like a bass line. He goes, we're putting that in contrabassoon. So we got a contrabassoon in there playing like eight bars of really low, rumbly sound. But that really does set a vibe or a feeling of, you know, what's going to happen in the opera. And so, yeah, it sets the tone of, you know, what you're going to hear. For the main opera, I think of resilience as a key word. There's strength in Tlingit people that I wanted to show. If we're going to uplift the language, we should use the language. And that's the way people learn. And if we get a ton of it, more people might learn some more Tlingit out of that.
That was Shakendistu Ed Littlefield sharing what it takes to compose an opera when many attendees may not know the language. And finally, President Trump has appointed Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy to a seat on the U.S. Arctic Research Commission. The commission promotes Arctic science and helps steer research funding to priority projects in Alaska and the International Arctic. This is the first time a sitting governor has served on the commission, and the appointment takes effect immediately. Dunleavy's spokesman did not answer questions about how much time or travel he expected the position to take. Meade Treadwell is a former chair of the commission who served before he was elected lieutenant governor of Alaska. Treadwell says the position is important, especially since the U.S. gained a lot of Arctic territory in recent years with a claim to the extended outer continental shelf.
We just got 2 California's worth of land north of Alaska, and we've got to do you get that much land, you kind of need a Lewis and Clark program to figure out what we got.
Treadwell says it will also allow Dunleavy to press the Interior Department to advance energy and critical minerals projects in the Arctic. He says the commission can help resolve questions about why so many Alaska fish populations are crashing. The governor issued a statement saying it was an honor and listed priorities he intends to pursue only in general terms, including fortifying America's leadership in the Arctic. Dunleavy's term as governor ends in early December. The position is not salaried, but pays travel and per diem expenses. The Trump administration has reoriented Arctic policy, shifting money away from climate research and the National Science Foundation, while emphasizing national security, icebreakers, and resource development. And that's the news from KTOO. I'm Mike Lane, filling in for Yvonne Crumry. Thanks for listening.